Pretty Brown. I haven't heard a story about that about Carmen in a long time.
No, they've been pretty quiet.
I thought they had behaved themselves up there.
They do have several black officers, and they even have at least one African-American firefighter now.
Mm. In Carmel.
In Carmel.
Lord, Lord, Lord. So you've been on the council how long?
I'm in my 11th year. So 10 years, 5.5 months. So
you count the days. When will you end your service on the council?
Soon. Once I give the official date to the my party chair, he has 30 days to have a convention of precinct people that are in my current council district, which is District 18, to name my replacement.
Now, you're running for Warren Township trustee. Before I get into that piece, let me ask this council thing. Now, you live in beautiful Warren Township. You're running for trustee in Warren Township. Your township also houses this cricket field. Do I get the impression that the cricket field is not popular among the people in Warren Township?
The cricket field, there wasn't much advertising about putting the cricket field out there to begin with. They damaged a lot of people that live along Prospect, which I had some friends that lived there a long time ago, are wearing well water.
Right.
So when they put their water system in for the cricket field, they killed people's wells out there along Prospect Street. So they were unhappy. Just poor planning, poor advertisement, poor community involvement, asking the community what they wanted. And I guess it's not just a cricket field, Amos. I guess you could have an event there, too. And we could have soccer there. We could have baseball. We could have football, according to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
But it was billed as a cricket field to bring international attention to Indianapolis. And that idea just didn't work.
But those residents of Warren Township who probably, you know, blessed out the cricket field, for them, for the mayor to call them and others demeaning minorities, it seems like an insult to the wonderful people of Warren Township.
I don't think he was. I think he was calling out the Indianapolis City County Council Democrats, which most of them are African American minorities, you know, and women. So I don't know what he meant by that. That was probably an inappropriate statement from the mayor.
The other thing is, I toured the cricket field and saw those homes on the east end of the field, the big wire fence is now fencing them off. I thought that was just kind of disrespectful to those residents that have lived out there next to a park area all these years, and suddenly you get your neighborhood torn up and then a big fence that you can look out. You're looking out your front window at some big fence.
Yeah, and that's not my council district, but the complaint I've heard from some of those people that live in that area, they weren't involved or asked in the initial development of that field,
mm-hmm.
and their concerns haven't been addressed.
Mm. 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So now you retire from the council. Who's going to take you? You got some pretty big shoes after almost 11 years. Who's going to take your place?
Yeah, Amos, and I wanted to come out here and thank you for your support over the years and your listeners, the greatest listening audience ever, and the people in District 18 who depend on me to carry their mail to the city county building to address their concerns. In my district, the old district is 18, the current district. The new district will be 15, so the boundaries have changed.
Right.
The idea was to identify somebody that lived in the district currently and will live in the new district so they can run as an incumbent.
Right.
Because come January 1st, you'll have to start filing. January 15th next year, you'll have to file to run again in a new district. So several people put their names out, called me up and asked my advice. A lady named Faith, Kim Brew, DJ Vicato, Lakeisha Jackson. And Lakeisha and I have been doing business for a long time. She runs Pathway to the Future in Amber Woods.
Oh, okay.
She's involved in cafe issues. She knows all the ministries there.
Mm-hmm.
She's been involved with issues at John Marshall, the school right next to Amber Woods. She lives in that new district and the old district.
Right.
And she's been a community activist. I've been doing business with her on community issues for the last 10 years. So she wanted to get involved, and so I think she'd be the perfect person to go into the district because she understands the concerns. She knows the police officers. She knows the ministers. She knows people in CAFE. She's on several committees in CAFE. She's been involved in long-term planning for the 38th Street corridor.
Right.
So she's the community concerns, which a politician, an elected official's primary responsibility are community concerns, not party politics.
Right.
So I think she'll be the ideal person to jump in there.
What's her name?
Lakeisha Jackson.
Lakeisha Jackson.
Yes, I think she'll be the ideal person to jump in there. But not just one person. The final say-so will be done by
the precinct committee people out there.
Right.
There are good people out there.
There are a lot of good people out there.
Now, you have served on the Public Works Committee.
That's correct.
You've been chair of the Public Works Committee.
That's correct.
I don't know whether you've heard. I don't know whether Chris told you. But I've been having this problem with the Department of Public Works.
No.
Yes, with the Department of Public Works. Evidently, I've seen this with my own little eyes. senior citizens that are down at the Indiana Avenue Senior Citizen Center, Goodwin Plaza, that's over by the Walker. This is off of 10th Indiana Avenue, Paca, all them little California, all those little streets down there. They're walking from those buildings over to where the West End used to be back in the day on between 10th and 11th, which now has one of those dollar stores.
Right.
And they're going there to get everything but fresh vegetables and meat because that's the only thing that dollar store does not sell. Plus, there's fast food restaurants over there. And, Councilman, watching somebody in a walker or a wheelchair or one of those motorized scooters try to cross 10th Street in the daytime is worse than a pedestrian trying to cross Indianapolis Motor Speedway roadway during the race or right. during qualifications.
Right. There's no light in the middle of the block on that side. On the other side of 10th Street, you know, the divider, yeah. there's a light on that side and a sidewalk. On the side you're talking about, which would be the south side of that plaza, there's no sidewalk there. There's a sidewalk on the south side of 10th Street there. I know the area well because I go to Starbucks there and I go to I'll go have lunch there when I'm working on the fire department.
So we asked the Department of Public Works, you know, somebody put out a video about how dangerous this is out there. So we asked the communications director for the Department of Public Works to come on and try to explain, you know, what do we have to do to get a crosswalk there, and she's too busy.
But
you probably
they have like five PIOs in the Department of Public Works. One does just politics, so she's the one that beats up on Democrats. I forget her name, but they have some.
That's
that actually,
probably her.
Yeah, that's probably the one you talk to. But they have some that actually do some work. So maybe.
No, I think when I respond back to them, it's going to be to the director of DPW because here's this officious little girl that did not want to come on indicated we have a special policy that deals with the handicap, but she didn't want to explain what the policy was. It's like, well, come on, girlfriend.
I'm sure Director Meiser is listening in, and she'll be glad to come on or talk to you personally to try to correct the problem. And if we get our street plan passed, we'll have money to put a light in there. So that's what the community
Well, the
wants.
Other thing is you won't be responsible for it, but your successor and others, there's going to be a new zoning plan where they're putting emphasis on sidewalks. So the ordinance that the council did pass, what is it, Complete Streets?
Complete Streets.
Where there's more of an emphasis on pedestrian and walker, and that's why I'm just so amazed that the bureaucracy at DPW, these overpaid PR people at DPW, had this attitude of, well, we don't care about pedestrians, when that is the policy that has been approved by the council, signed by the mayor. The new zoning plan talks a lot about that.
Right. I'm sure, like I said, Director Meiser would try to address that issue because even if you drive during lunchtime, you try to get out going east. You can't even get out of the parking lot there. It takes a while.
On the Democrats' plan, and you won't be there for the final approval of whichever the rebuild plan is, but in your wisdom, should this plan not include a lot of bridges? Or if it does include bridges, it needs to be a bridge that is in the worst condition ever. Because bridges, if you're going to spend $12 million per district, one bridge can tie up half that amount.
Right. Well, it will have to include some bridges because the bridges are mainly where the federal funding comes in, the matching funds for those type of projects.
Okay.
So, and I'm sure they've graded the bridges like they grade streets. So only the most severely damaged or crumbling bridges will be the ones at the top of the list to be redone again. And they last the longest. You know, asphalt lasts 15 years where a bridge is going to last 50 years, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So.
On running for trustee in Warren Township, is one of what are the issues involved in that race? Is part of it making sure that residents of the township understand that there are still people who are hurting because the fire department belongs to the Indianapolis Fire Department?
That's correct.
So really you've got a low-cost, efficient trustee's office and position. So basically the basic expense would be poor relief.
That's correct. I mean, poor relief and maintaining the cemeteries that are in Warren Township, which there's a few older cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
Poor relief. Jeff Bennett's done an excellent job as trustee for the last two terms. He's developed some community partnerships, and that's one way to help people that don't basically qualify based on the state guidelines and the township guidelines for public assistance, mm-hmm. but we may be able to direct them to another social service agency to get them some opportunities to be assisted and to move on with their lives and help out. So, and also, there's my idea, there's some rentable space there also, too, that can bring some extra money into the township, which in turn you could turn around and use that those funds to provide more public assistance.
You also won't be on the council whenever the council ever gets their hands on these documents for the Regional Operations Center that is in Warren Township, where the city is stonewalling worse than Richard Nixon ever did during Watergate.
Well, maybe Dr. Straub will come testify in person. I'm sure he likes to visit the city. He probably has relatives here now since his exit.
I would take a day off to go hear that testimony of Frank Straub. Chris would take a day off just to go hear that testimony.
Yeah, well, I won't be here, though, but I'd like to hear Dr. Straub, though. I'm sure he'll call.
Vernon Brown, getting ready to be retired member of the City County Council. He is also the Democratic candidate for Warren Township Trustee. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Amos, and thanks for all your help over the years.